is Over the Garden Gate, a program brought to you by the University of California Cooperative Extension Master Gardener Program of Tuolumne County. The mission of the UCCE Master Gardeners is to provide research-based gardening information to the public. If you would like to contact our Master Gardener Program, please call our hotline, which is area code 209-533-5912. The hotline is not manned full-time, but we do pick up our messages and we will get back to you within the week. Hello, it's Linda Reevely and Debbie Powell coming to you from Over the Garden Gate yet again. It's been 2 years we've been recording this show. And Debbie, how did that happen? How did we start doing this?
Well, you're not going to believe it, but it started from a suggestion from my supervisor, Sue Mosbacher. She literally just asked me, she said, did you see the newspaper that there's this radio show starting up? Is that anything you might be possibly interested in? And I thought, you know, it's worth visiting. It's worth exploring this opportunity.
That's almost exactly what you said to me, too, as I recall. Hey, Linda, did you see the newspaper? And I have to admit I hadn't. But radio is an interesting medium, and I was interested right away.
Well, and you have a background. I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but you had mentioned that your father was on the radio, and you are just naturally a wonderful speaker, so I knew you could talk.
I don't know about a wonderful speaker, but you can talk.
Yes, you can.
And my dad did have a radio show when I was a kid, and it was a lot of fun to turn on the radio and hear my dad's great big deep lovely voice talking about this, that, and the other thing. He was an information and education officer for the Colorado Fish and Game.
Oh, that's right.
And he was really an educator his whole life. He was, when he finally retired, the Western Director of the National Wildlife Federation. And I spent my childhood going all summer from one meeting to another meeting where my dad was speaking.
Oh, so I think that's a wonderful way to grow up.
Public speaking grows deep in my family.
Yes, yes, which we're so glad it does.
Well, thank you. Now, as I recall, we started going to meetings about the radio station in September
Yes, we did. That's when they had, I believe, that's when it appeared in the newspaper. They started having the first meetings to just find out who might be interested, what kind of shows maybe people might be interested in producing, just gathering like-minded people. And this was through the Sonora, community radio station, and they were aligning with other sources to get grants, like Tuolumne Arts Council.
I think actually that this grew out of Tuolumne County Arts Alliance.
Okay.
And they kind of were floating the idea around, and the two people who got this going, Ellen Stewart and Dave Purdy, were immediately interested because they both have acting backgrounds and voiceover backgrounds. And they both have lovely, lovely speaking voices. And they sound great on the radio. And they had some experience. And I think they led us down the garden path, as it were, until we invented a gate.
Yes.
And now we have our own show.
Good point. Over the Garden Gate. I love that.
And we just opened that gate and here we are. I remember that the initial parts of the training were, to say the least, enormously confusing because they wanted us to learn tech that we had no idea about, and tech that apparently came with no visible instructions, as near as I could tell. And yet now we are both reasonably proficient in using these pieces of technology, which are basically programs that we run on our computers to fix our radio show, to put in bits, take out bits, make it longer, shorter, take out clicks, hisses, pops, and when everyone goes and so now I think we're better at it.
We definitely are. It's been a huge learning curve. I know there was, you know, some instruction. There's some very knowledgeable people. It's just We just didn't connect for whatever reason with some of the knowledgeable people. Now they've added more people to the group, and a lot of them are natural teachers. We've learned so much.
We have.
Ron has conducted classes on Fridays, and we've been
faithful. We've been faithful.
And we've learned a lot.
We have.
So we're always improving and always evolving. But one of the reasons why we started with the radio show is it was not only to expand probably what the Tuolumne Master Gardeners do, which already is considerable. They're already writing weekly articles. They're already at information booths. They're already at giving presentations at open garden events. They're already doing so many things. This is just an incredibly dynamic and active group. But when we listened to the presentations, which were wonderful, we kind of thought, wouldn't it be nice to hold on to it? Because unless you happen to be at Open Garden that particular day, that presentation is gone. So it was just this desire to hold on to these wonderful presentations and to hold on to
and
some
to make
of this,
them available to more people.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Not everybody makes it to Open Garden Day.
Absolutely.
Or a club meeting. We've had amazing club speakers.
Yes.
And incidentally, folks, our club meetings are the first Tuesday of the month.
Right.
They take place at the Senior Center here in Sonora, and our speakers generally begin at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the winter.
Right.
Because we don't want you driving home in the dark when it's really cold. And they're open to the public.
Yes.
And so please consider checking with us and finding out if there's anything of special interest and just coming out to one of our presentations, because we do have first-rate speakers.
Yes. Now, the good news is that KAD-LP.org,
that's the... K-A-A-D.
Oh, did I miss that second A?
I know, it's hard.
But our shows have all been archived, which is just recent. This is a recent phenomena.
Yep.
It's wonderful. So
actually, we were quite aware as we spent like 3.5 hours doing it, but it's wonderful. All these radio shows that people have been putting on the air over the last 2 years, because January 29th was the first on-air birthday for our second year.
Yes.
All those shows are now archived. You can go to KAAD-LP.org and it will open up a page, and as you scroll down the page, if you look to the right hand side, you'll see a sign that says Listener Archive.
Yes.
And all these shows, all this wonderful information that is essentially very local and important to our area, is located there.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
You can look at any of the shows, you can listen to them, you just click on them and away you go. There's shows on horses and books, and there's shows on local folklore and history. There's all kinds of wonderful information besides gardening, because we think we're pretty good too. But there are all kinds of people producing great material that you can listen to, even though you might have missed it, or even if you're out of our area of broadcast, because this is a low power station. It has essentially about a 1 mile circle around the old Sonora Dome that you can actually really hear it clearly in. Sometimes you get bounce,
right.
But for the most part, that's the area that's really reliable. But you can stream us online anytime.
Which I do. It works amazingly well, and I've never done that before, so this is a first time for me too. And it just works great. All you have to have is the internet, and you can pick it up anywhere. Now, I should also mention that right now we have our Tuolumne Master Gardener, Lisa Page, who does our Facebook page. So she tries to also alert everybody to the current shows for this week, and which is so helpful. So if you do happen to be in town, you can pick it up that way, or all you have to do is now go to the archive section and it will be there. We also are starting to put the shows on the Central Sierra website. You would have to Google Central Sierra Cooperative Extension. On the left-hand side, it says Master Gardeners. Then click again on Tuolumne Master Gardeners. At the very top left-hand corner, you'll see Over the Garden Gate. That's our radio show, so they're starting to put them there too. So I don't know if that's maybe an easier way to approach it, but
well, it's certainly a good different portal. And
yes,
I think they both work pretty well.
They do. Both of them work well.
Who knew that streaming radio was such an easy, cool thing? You know, I guess I'm feeling a little old right this minute, but no. There you go. Now, what kind of things have we talked about? Let's just think about where we've been and where, you know, what things we might want to go to later. But
it's seasonal. It's seasonal. So, for instance, one of the things that's in the archives is about seed starting. That's some of the talks are by Lisa Page, and then we also have some information by Julie Silva talking about seeds again, saving seeds, the seed library. We have some really interesting speakers. We taped Bill the Bulb Baron at one of our meetings. This is an individual that drove all the way from the Santa Cruz Mountains. All his life, he has been producing various types of amaryllis bulbs, and they were spectacular.
Narcissus and amaryllis.
Right.
And amaryllis of the sort of naked lady genre of things, but ones that weren't naked ladies, that were much fancier and more beautiful.
Yes.
They were just astounding, the things he had. I think he had some crinums, too.
Yes.
And those are an amazing flower that we don't see very often.
We also taped, and it's John Pendergrass. He bred tomatoes for a living. Mm-hmm. So his whole entire life, he spent with the UC system. The other, he was employed by Tomato Company, where he was developing the new types of tomatoes for all the farmers that are planting tomatoes throughout the valley. And it's a two-part series. Incredibly interesting. What an incredibly interesting individual. I mean, I'm never going to breed tomatoes. I mean, I know that. But it really is interesting finding out how they do that.
And what kind of characteristics they were looking for.
Yes.
In these commercial tomatoes that they basically use for sauce.
Yes.
And, you know, you do realize, and I'm sure you do because you've lived here all your life, that tomatoes are such a big deal in the Central Valley.
Oh, and yes.
There are tomato processing plants in the Central Valley who do over 1 million pounds a day.
Yes.
And process them. And they take them from the tomato that we're used to seeing. You've seen them in those big trucks with the gondolas on them and the tomatoes.
Right, right.
They take those and they steam process them generally to skin them, and then they mash them up and cook them, strain them and cook them down into puree, and that puree is put in these giant plastic bags that are inside these sort of metal baskets.
Oh my goodness.
And sealed. And then later on in the year, when they're not completely overwhelmed with fresh tomatoes arriving every 3 minutes, they take those big bags and process them into the things that you find at the store, like tomato sauce and spaghetti sauce and ketchup and other things like that.
And he talks all about that. It's pretty amazing.
He talked all about that.
Yes.
And how they chose, you know, characteristics they wanted in the tomatoes to do those processes.
Right. Well,
pretty interesting.
Linda, we've interviewed you many times because you're so knowledgeable, but you have this amazing background with bees. So we've done quite a few shows about bees, different plants you can plant to attract the bees to your garden so they will provide pollination. We've talked about just how the bees act, what they're doing, why they take off and actually house in somebody's barn or house, or what happens there, why they do that, and then what you can do to get them out. You and your husband actually
come and help you figure that one out.
Come right through another organization you're with,
uh-huh,
which is wonderful. And So we've had all kinds of shows, all kinds. How about what's some of the ones you remember?
Well, let's see. I remember doing book reviews at one point.
Oh, right.
And I probably should get back to doing book reviews. While I may read voraciously, I don't often want to sit down and talk about them. But gardening books are books I do like to talk about, and so I think I'll do a little more of that. I want to do a show on health and safety in the garden.
Oh, perfect.
Both health and safety. Please remember, when you put down your tools, that people do step on rakes, and they either go through their shoes, or they flip them hidden and they hit them in the head with the handle. I can tell you this from personal experience, because it does happen. It's an old trope from comedies, but it actually happens.
We have all kinds of exciting shows planned for the future, so there's more to come. But for right now, we ran out of time. We've got to wrap it up.
So,
and time to celebrate that we
actually... 2 years!
2 years! Yay!
Please come and listen to what we have planned in the next year.
Yes.
It's going to be good, too.
Okay.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, everybody. This is Debbie Powell, the Master Gardener Coordinator for both Calaveras and Tuolumne Counties, and I'm here at the UC office in downtown Sonora. Very fortunate to be able to chat with, again, Lisa Page, who is the president of the Master Gardener Program for Tuolumne County. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Debbie.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good. And what we wanted to talk about today is a fabulous event that's coming up. And what is that?
It is the annual seed sharing event, FOCUS. If you're not familiar with what FOCUS stands for, it stands for Foothill Collaborative for Sustainability. They're a local nonprofit group that we've worked with they put this on for the last, well, this is the 11th annual, so
11 years.
And
that's a long time.
And so what it is you can come and purchase for a donation. We actually call it a $10 donation. You can get 10 packets of seeds, and they're non-GMO, mostly heirloom, cool and warm season vegetables. There's also herbs and some flower seeds available.
Wow.
And the money from the donations for the seeds goes to provide seeds and help to gardens in our community, whether they're school gardens or community gardens. So that's one of their major goals, is to promote sustainability in our community.
Which is wonderful. We're all trying to achieve that.
So it's my understanding, since I became a Master Gardener in 2009, it was Val Dombacher and her husband Kurt are members of FOCUS, and Val Dombacher was also a Master Gardener at the time. And so they asked Master Gardeners for help with this endeavor, because FOCUS doesn't have a lot of members in our county. FOCUS in Calaveras County, and I believe there's other counties in California that also have groups, FOCUS groups.
Okay.
But our own particular group has maybe 6 members, I guess, or maybe a little bit more, plus they get a lot of help from volunteers.
Don't they also do the potato patch?
They do the potato patch every
year. Because that's very well known within the county.
And if you're not aware of what it is, they do this potato patch every year, and they ask the community if they'd like to come help plant the potatoes, and in doing so you'll get to learn about planting the potatoes. And then they usually do that around May.
Okay.
And then they harvest in October, and if you come help with the harvest, you also get to learn some more, and you get to take some potatoes home. Speaking with one of the members recently, I was told that they donated over 800 pounds of potatoes to local food banks last year.
Oh my gosh.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I have never actually gotten involved with it, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
It does sound like a lot of fun, and this event sounds like a lot of fun. So just so we don't gloss over it, where is it going to be held this year, and the date? Dates are always important.
Yes. Well, fortunately, we've secured a new location. It's changed locations since I've become a Master Gardener and gotten involved with it, but we've got it at the Tuolumne County Senior Center on 540 Greenlee Road, right next to the library, mm-hmm. if you're unaware of the senior center. So we'll have lots of room, and and we'll be more centrally located to those folks that would like to come over from Calaveras County or maybe drive over from Mariposa or Merced. I mean, the vegetables are suited to grow here. I've bought seeds from them for in the time that I've been involved with them, and it's really nice to be able to, you have access to heirloom seeds that you may not be able to pick up in the local stores where they're selling seeds, though their seed companies are getting better at offering more. It's just nice, and in doing it this way, you're also helping a nonprofit, you know, fund seeds for the community.
Now, it's in February.
Yes. Oh, and it's on Saturday the 23rd of February from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And then also, it's not just, I know there's some information that has gone out,
the flyer's maybe missing a little bit.
Yeah, and maybe it doesn't talk about how there's even presentations,
exciting. There's always been presentations on gardening-related topics. They asked me, and I think it was my maybe third year of helping out, because I helped out in various stages, whether it was Master Gardeners have always brought in and had an information table, which we will again. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, they had an area where, because we were out at Columbia Elementary back then, and we had a lot of space in the cafeteria. And they had a soup and bread section at the time. They had this giant pot of soup and everything, and then it morphed into, eventually they had to move from Columbia after about 4 years of doing it there, and I don't remember why, if the connection, if the person that got us in there was lost. And then they moved to the farmery for 1 year, and that worked out okay, but there was already food vendors there.
Oh, right.
And then last year at Val and Kurt Dombacher, they bought a place up in Washington, so they moved. So last year we had a kind of weird location. It was small, and it was hard for people to find.
Okay.
Which was up at
Cooper. But you had a lot of baked goods.
Yeah. So, yes, I was talking about the food. So last year was the first year that I actually got the idea to have Master Gardeners do the food, but I went, well, it's not a location where we can have hot food, really.
Yeah.
So I thought, Master Gardeners are wonderful bakers, so we'll have them. We had so many baked goods last year, and people actually, when I posted the fact that we were having Master Gardener baked goods on Facebook, the response was really overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, and that actually, on this flyer,
it is on Facebook.
It's on Facebook.
Yes, the event is on Focus's Facebook page and on the Tuolumne County Master Gardener's Facebook page.
Oh, wonderful. How about, do you feel like talking about some of the people that are going to be making presentations and what those presentations are about?
Yeah, I jumped from that. About the second, third year, they asked me to, if I would like to do a presentation on seed starting, and that is appropriate for
definitely
what we're doing.
Definitely.
So I've done that particular presentation in the years following up through last year. So I will be there speaking again on giving your seeds a great start is the name of my presentation.
Oh, I love that title. And yeah. I've seen your presentations before. They always are a little bit different. You add something new.
Yeah.
I'm always learning.
It evolves, yes. It evolves every time.
So even though somebody might have seen your presentation before, you're always changing it. And
I actually have had some, I guess you'd call them followers, come back to see it each year.
Oh, definitely, because you keep adding and changing, and there's just always more to learn.
So I'll be speaking from approximately 11:30 to 12:30, we'll say.
Okay.
You know, the times are basically nailed down. We may, you know, there may be a little bit of overrun. But they originally had me starting at the same time that the seed sale was starting, and I told them that they needed to either have me start before a little bit or after, because people wanted to run in and buy seeds, but then they wanted to see me, and they'd run in halfway through the presentation. And they were sad that they missed it.
Oh, I bet.
So we fixed it so that that doesn't happen.
Oh, anymore. Good, good.
So, but for our first presentation this year, we have Cooper Kessel, who's a local architect. If you're on familiar with him. He owns Alternative Energy Designs, and he's going to talk about greenhouses and garden structures, which we thought was was appropriate.
Wonderful.
So we decided to have him speak first, and he'll start at around 10:15 and go to around 11:15.
We've heard him talk before. He's a wonderful speaker. He gave a presentation last year at our open garden event, and that was one of our largest turnouts. People came to listen to him talk.
And the reason that we had him at the demonstration garden was that they were still at Columbia Elementary School when I first saw him do the presentation on swales.
Right, it was.
So it came to mind that would be a great presentation to bring to the demonstration garden. And of course, in turn, then we had him come to the general meeting.
Yes, we did. You're right.
But he's wonderful. I mean, he could probably take up a whole open garden
sure.
day all on his own.
Easy, and everybody would love to hear him.
And so he's very knowledgeable, yes.
But so he's first.
He's
talking about greenhouses.
And garden structures.
And garden structures. Okay. And
like I said, then I'm going second.
You're second.
Then we have Master Gardener Val Myrick. I asked her to come and do a talk on planting and planning now for spring and summer flowers. Because I figured since we're selling sunflower seeds.
Sure.
And I didn't want it to just be stuck on vegetables and, you know, because there's going to be people there that want to, you know. And it's not just planting flower seeds for flowers. You can get flowers from a lot of herbs.
That's true.
And we'll be selling herb seeds.
Well, and flowers are good. You know what?
And
you know
Val Myrick is a wonderful, knowledgeable on this. She's
amazing.
She has been a master gardener since 1983.
Yes. She's a charter member.
Yeah, she's our longest serving master gardener that's currently active, right?
Yes, she is. She's the one.
And she's a very sweet lady, and she does a wonderful presentation.
And just so incredibly knowledgeable. Incredible.
In case you missed her, she just did a presentation at our last general meeting. She's a member of so many plant societies. She has such a wealth of knowledge.
Oh, the depth is just incredible.
I can take a... What is this plant, Val? Oh, blah, blah, blah.
She'll tell you where it came from. I mean, just everything about it.
So, yes, she agreed to come and speak. And then, of course, I don't know. We also have had this next speaker. He's our last speaker from 2 to 3. And we gave him the last spot because it's Jordan Lowry.
Oh, Jordan.
And
yes.
He is an entrepreneur and a permaculture farmer at the Daumbacher family farm. And he's so smart.
Yes, he is.
We also had him do a demonstration
last year. He's
going to do intro to permaculture because obviously in an hour you couldn't even come close to covering what he knows about permaculture. But it's listening to him will get you excited.
Yes, he's so passionate.
And that's our idea, is we want to bring growing... Well, my focus has a mission statement, basically, like the University of California Master Gardeners have a mission statement. And there's a lot that those statements have in common, really, truthfully.
Our goals are
basically
are
the same.
Aligned the same.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we want to be able to teach the community to be sustainable. You know, how to grow your own food and to do it in the most sustainable way and healthy way without pesticides and herbicides. If you know, there's so many ways to do it where you don't need to use those things. And, you know, to be able to have a community be self-reliant, you know, and we all work together. And that's the idea. Focus wants to collaborate with local groups to do their mission. And that's my goal. One of the goals that I had when I decided to become Master Gardener President, too, was to try to get us involved with more organizations, and because we all can help each other to bring this information to the community, which we love to do.
Absolutely. It is a wonderful opportunity. And Lisa, we just ran out of time.
Thank you for having me, Debbie.
And talk to you later.
Bye.